Congress is in recess this week, and many lawmakers are at home hearing from their constituents about President Bush's proposal to allow younger workers to put some of their Social Security taxes in private investments. We asked two pollsters, one Republican and one Democrat, to survey the attitudes of likely voters on what has become the president's signature domestic initiative. The survey found that while the president's proposal isn't popular, the president has considerable credibility on the issue of Social Security. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
In the survey conducted by Greenberg and Bulger for Morning Edition, a large majority of voters, 77%, say they are familiar with the president's Social Security plan. But by 53% to 30%, likely voters are opposed to the proposal. Like other polls on the subject, our survey showed that younger voters are more favorable. Among 18 to 30-year-olds, opinion is evenly divided, but it turns heavily negative among older voters. And that, says Republican Glenn Bulger, presents the president and his party with a political problem.
Seniors voted Republican last time, and younger voters who are more supportive of this plan voted more for John Kerry. So it's kind of ironic that you have such a major issue and the key demographic groups are acting differently than they did in the last election. And you look at an off-year election, and actually voters 55-plus, they are a key group.
Historically, seniors tend to vote in disproportionate numbers in midterm elections, such as the round coming up next year. Younger voters tend to stay home, and that is what's making many Republican members of Congress nervous about endorsing the president's plan. Our survey shows that voters are receptive to part of the president's message. 46% say the Social Security system is facing major problems. 17% are willing to go as far as the president and call it a crisis. And for a Republican, President Bush does have a lot of credibility on the issue. When asked whether they trust the president or the Democrats to make the right kinds of changes in Social Security, voters had more trust in the president to protect Social Security in the future and to watch out for the interests of young people. But as Democrat Stan Greenberg points out, when asked to choose between Democrats and Republicans on those same questions, the Democrats come out ahead.
It's actually one of the most interesting findings here that the president, I think, you know, he got credit when he ran in 2000 and began to talk about policy areas that other politicians were not willing to deal with. And I think he gets credit for having ideas and being willing to deal with, you know, with serious problems. And I think that's reflected in the survey. The problem here is he may get the credit for the ideas, but it's the Republicans who may pay the price at the ballot box.
Glenn Bulger says this puts a burden on the president.
It underscores that he has to continue to play the lead role in this. If this is something that the White House wants to get done, he's got to be the one who carries the water more so than Republicans in Congress in terms of selling it to the public. He's approximately, across these different indicators, 13 points more credible than Republicans in Congress. And that's a pretty significant difference. So, you know, he's got to be the person out front selling this.
The president has been out front selling his plan around the country, and the Morning Edition survey shows that how he talks about it makes a difference. When the president's plan is described as a proposal to privatize Social Security, 58% oppose it. When it's described as a proposal to create voluntary personal retirement accounts, the number of opponents drops to 49%. Better, but still, says Glenn Bulger, nowhere near where the president needs to be.
That's not as much as you want if you're the White House, but it's a start and a recognition that you got to keep out there and keep plugging away.
The president will have to make headway with voters like Thaddeus Korzenowski from Biloxi, Mississippi, a registered Republican who voted for Mr. Bush last November.
I'll tell you why. I'm a retired military person, and one of the worst things you can do is changing administrations in the middle of a deployment like we have in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
But when it comes to Social Security, Korzenowski makes his choice the other way.
I would probably say the Democrats. Although they say we have a problem, they're not looking to change the system as drastically. We have a system. Let's fix what we have. To take and throw it away and start something brand new, we have no idea whether it's going to work. The market is far too volatile to base our futures and our children's future retirements on.
The Social Security debate has just begun, but as our survey suggests, President Bush has a long way to go to persuade those voters still reluctant to make major changes. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
You can find a breakdown of that Social Security survey. The results are at npr.org.